So Katy Perry in the headlines for a lot of different reasons, besides, of course, the fact that she dropped the music video for her new single Birthday this past week. Let's recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly senior news editor Jordy Lippi on Ralphie Tonight. Ms. Perry is single, Jordy, or is she maybe hooking up with somebody else now?
Well, it was a smooch that was 6 years in the making, but sources tell us that Robert Pattinson put his heart on the line, leaning in for a kiss with longtime pal Katy Perry on April 12th. He planted it on her at Coachella Music Festival, and at one point they were holding hands and he was like a puppy dog around her. But at the same time, there are reports that she is seeing Diplo, so this could be something that happened slightly before Diplo and her got serious.
Yeah, I mean, a lot can happen in a weekend in Coachella, right?
Yeah, I mean, what happens at Coachella stays at Coachella, right?
Oh, is that what I never heard that one before. That's a new one. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one yet. But with Katy Perry, that's definitely not the case, because this isn't the first time that she's found love at Coachella.
Well, it's pretty much not the first time Katy Perry has fallen in love. She seems to be quite the relationship girl, so even though she was hooking up with Robert Pattinson in the beginning of April, she could have very easily moved on to Diplo and been in a full-fledged relationship. I mean, look how quickly she got married to Russell Brand. So
yes.
It's just typical Katy fashion.
Yeah, that's very true. And of course, Life and Style Weekly has reported in the past that Robert's had quite the thing for Ms. Perry. So we'll see if that turns into anything. All right, Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Jimmy Fallon is having a lot of success with The Tonight Show. Is he having a lot of fun as well?
Yeah, well, he is definitely celebrating that success. He went out for a night on the town in the East Village on April 10th, and he was bar hopping, buying people drinks, and was just having an insane time. And I, for one, would love to party with Jimmy Fallon.
You know, you beat me right to the punch, because I was going to say, I know I'm not the only one here speaking that would definitely want to have a few drinks with this guy.
And this was just not a one-night thing. This was like a full-fledged weekend of partying with friends and just really enjoying himself. And you know Jimmy, he's a good guy, he's a family guy, so he wasn't getting too crazy, but he was definitely enjoying himself.
But it was so good. It was so good. That's my Jimmy Fallon impression. That's all I got. All right. Wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. A great spread in the latest edition of the magazine on the richest reality stars. I say great, but in all reality, it's going to make you think twice about the real job that you have for a living. Jordy, who are the richest stars in reality, TV, and so on?
This is going to make you really sad, but people like Bethany Frankel is worth $25 million. Kim Kardashian, of course, $40 million. Lisa Vanderpump seems to be one of the richest of them all with $65 million. Juliana Rancic's net worth is $7 million. And of course, we can't forget Snooki from the Jersey Shore rakes in about $4 million.
Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.